little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, May the 21st, 2019. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We've got a lot to do today. Tony Morrell's going to join us 8:05 this morning. We'll ask about the latest with Gamecock recruiting. What's going on with the summer camps coming up in South Carolina? We'll do that coming up again at 8:05. Today is tournament day. We have baseball all across the ACC and SEC. At the ACC tournament today, Clemson starts things off with Boston College. The Tigers will be the home team against Boston College. Clemson's going to go with Travis Maher, and looking forward to his first start of the year, third start of his career, in this strategy of the opener where he'll pitch a couple of innings most likely. If you're looking at his stats on the season, he went 4 1/3 against Georgia Tech. He went two innings, a couple of 2 1/3 against Florida State. And besides that, he's been basically a one inning guy. We'll see how long Travis Maher goes today for the Tigers, and an interesting strategy from Monty Lee and his folks. ACC tournament, the rest of the schedule today. Again, Clemson, Boston College at 11, 10:30 pregame show from Durham, North Carolina. 3 o'clock today, Wake Forest and Florida State. 7 o'clock tonight, Notre Dame and Duke in the SEC. Now, that's pool play in the ACC. SEC, we have 4 single elimination games today. Loser goes home match. 10:30 this morning, Florida and Texas A&M from Hoover, Alabama. 2 o'clock today, Missouri and Ole Miss. 5:30 today, Tennessee and Auburn. And 9 o'clock tonight, South Carolina and LSU. Those 4 winners will advance to double elimination beginning tomorrow. And Southern Conference Tournament starts today, Citadel and Western Carolina. We'll talk about that a little bit. Hey, 6 Clemson Tigers named to the All-ACC team. We have a first team, a couple of second teams, and a third team. Guys, Grayson Bird, first team All-ACC as an outfielder. Junior shortstop Logan Davis and Davis Sharp earned second team. Third team guys, Matt Clark, Carson Spires, and Kyle Wilkie. Also, Davis Sharp was on the freshman All-ACC team. On the national spotlight from last night, Warriors made a huge comeback in the fourth period once again. That's what they do. They get down, they get bored, they concentrate, and they win. In overtime last night, 119-117. The Warriors sweep, and now the Warriors advance to the NBA Finals for the 5th consecutive year. They're the first team in NBA to do this, 5 straight finals since 1966 Boston Celtics. Not sure they'll play yet because the Raptors and Bucks game four tonight in Toronto. Raptors trying to even the series at two. That is 8:30 on TNT. No hockey from last night, but we have one tonight. Speaking of Boston, Boston Bruins await the winner in the of the Western Conference Final for the Stanley Cup Final. Sharks and Blues tonight. Blues can win the series in advance to the finals. NBC Sports Network, 8 o'clock. The Blues a 3-2 lead in that series, that contest. Baseball from last night across the majors. Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 12-2. A's over the Indians. A's scalped the Indians 6-4. Yankees pluck the Orioles 10-7. Came back 6-1 down, and Gary Sanchez is his 13th homer of the season. The Mets beat the Nationals 5-3. The Phillies club the Cubs 5-4. Rangers lassoed the Mariners 10-9. Astros blanked the White Sox 3-0. Braves got a nice win last night out in San Francisco. Braves scalped the Giants 4-1. Twins beat the Angels 3-1. And the Padres cut off the head of the D-backs 2-1 last night. Currently, the Atlanta Braves trail Philadelphia by 2.5 games, and the Yankees open up a 1-game lead over the Rays in the American League. College golf from yesterday, we have the 3 rounds in the books as far as national champions go. And Texas almost had some weather yesterday. Texas, Duke, Southern Cal, Arkansas, Wake Forest, Arizona, Stanford, Auburn right now are the 8 teams that will get in. They'll finish up round 3, start round 4 today to decide getting into match play. Men starts this weekend. Looking forward to that. We have my Athlon stuff to get to today, position rankings to get to in Athlons today. We have CBS Sports has another mock draft for the 2020 NFL draft. They only have 300 mock drafts a year, but Jake Fromm number one in this one. So they'll change it. It'll be big news on their website. It's really one of the biggest jokes in sports right now is CBS Sports 300 mock drafts 11 months in advance for the NBA draft. I did watch James from Jeopardy again last night. 89,000. He started back. He had a 2-week break for the tournament, teachers tournament. 89,229, 23-day total. $1,780,237. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the Orr that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world, but number one in your heart, the captain of this ship, the skipper, Zach Orr. Yo!
Good morning, Mickey Plowler. How are you? This wonderful Tuesday morning. Blessed.
All beyond blessed. Blessed.
Now, let me ask you this. If the Yankees are 29-17 and the Rays are 27-17, shouldn't there be a 2-game lead?
Let me look it up just to make sure I've got this right on here.
No, because I'm looking at ESPN as well, and right. It says the Rays are one game back.
Okay, let me see. Here's how you records. Do this. In the standings, mm-hmm. The Yankees are 2 games up in the win column, tied in the loss column. So you take the 2 and divide it by 2, then you divide it by 1. I mean, divide it by 2 because the loss column, they're even. So it's a 1-game lead. You divide it by 2.
Okay. I believe you. I believed you there. Yeah. I'm looking at it. I was just curious.
Yeah, it's the culmination of how far you are in the wins column plus how far you are in the loss column, and then divide that by 2.
Whatever.
In other words, and it happens all when you know uneven number of games in there, obviously through all that. But so, like in the Central and National League, the Cubs, the Brewers have one more win than the Cubs, but the Cubs have three less losses. So there's a difference of 2. You divide it by 2, and it's a 1-game divided by 2 because it's a win column and a loss column.
I figured with the same amount of losses, you would just go with the wins, but
No.
You're good today.
Blessed.
You're excited to be here this morning. Great. We have some baseball excited. At yes. 11 a.m. this morning.
A little 10:30 pregame show.
Oh, boy, am I excited.
Little strawberries and cream.
Little strawberries
breakfast
and cream.
From Durham.
Mm.
Looking forward to that.
Man, I'm excited.
Yeah. And then you got an early day today. You'll be on the golf course later today.
Listen, if I'm not on the golf course later today, things have gone horribly.
Something's wrong.
Horribly wrong.
A little weather delay. Oh, by the way, I forgot to check the weather. I normally, when we have sporting events and live sporting events coming up later, I always like checking weather. And so I have to put in Durham North Carolina to see how this works out. But not Branchville, New Jersey. Always check that out and make sure the fam's okay. Today's my mom's birthday, by the way.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
How about this? She up and listening already?
No, probably not. For Durham today and for the rest of the week, probably do a little five-day forecasting here. It's not going to be any longer than 5 days for Clemson, I don't think. Good day, 84 degrees, partly cloudy. No chance of rain today. Actually, Thursday's only chance of rain, and the Tigers do play on Thursday, but hopefully play on Saturday and Sunday. So no rain today. It's going to be hot later in the week. 95 on Friday. So
90 what on Friday?
95.
I don't need that in my life. That's a little too warm.
Oh, you don't know this. You can check the local weather here. It's about to get hot, pal.
It's a little too warm.
95 here on Saturday, 94 on Friday, 95 on Saturday here. It's about to get hot, buddy. Get ready. Start hydrating.
I can't. I don't got any water at the station this morning.
Felicia. That's good. Just kidding. Catch me up, buddy. Catch me up. What'd you shoot yesterday?
I didn't play yesterday.
What?
Didn't I? Golf is an expensive game, my man. You gotta budget your times that you're able to get out there on the course. So I think I'm gonna supplement the itch to play by buying the $8 bucket of balls rather than the, I don't know, $40 round or $35 round, whatever it is.
Yeah. You're starting to love the game, huh? Starting to get into it a little bit, huh?
Well, I played in high school, right? Yeah. And in high school it was great because it was free. And it was included in my cost of attendance that my parents just overwhelmingly paid with their taxes every year. And we got to play a bunch of courses, and we got to go hit balls for free, and it was awesome. And then you get to college, and things get a little tight money-wise because you're paying for tuition.
Yeah.
And you fall out of practice. But once you are able to play a little bit more, it's fun, especially this time of year.
How's the tax structure up there in
How is it? It's expensive. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm.
But, you like that?
Do I like expensive taxes? Absolutely not.
No.
No.
Besides, so you didn't play golf. What'd you do?
Yesterday, I did the show here, and we helped with the second show.
Yeah, you did. That worked out pretty good for you.
And then we went home and did a little of this and a little bit of that.
Nice.
Nothing too crazy. How was the little one yesterday?
Man,
you had him yesterday, I imagine.
Yeah, he's cute. He had a little rough day in that he did not want to sit down yesterday. He wanted to stand up, and he fought sleep a little bit yesterday. But man, he's so doggone cute.
He wanted to stand up.
Yeah, he does not like sitting down at times, so he wants to stand up. Talking about me when I'm holding him. So, but no, he did great, man. He's a best little fella in the world.
Well, there's
man.
Lots awesome. Of things to look at in the house.
There's
there.
A lot to look at in this world, man.
You know, and if you're sitting down, you got That's a limited
right.
view.
That's right, you man. You got to get up. Big, you got to participate.
You need a vantage point.
He didn't want to spectate. He wants to get out there and get in it. That was good, man. We had a great time with that little fella. Really, really, really cool time there. At the golf course yesterday, saw Trevor Lawrence, Mike Jones out there hitting.
Oh, balls. You played yesterday?
Yeah, went out. Went out for a quick little nine. Buzzed around at about 6 o'clock for a little nine holes. You know, played in about 45 minutes, nine holes.
Yeah, we did 18 on Sunday in just about 2 hours, 15 minutes. We flew.
Yeah, man. No sense in wasting time. Get your work done and get on out of there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, later in this week, I'm off later in the week, and you get to be reunited again, like Peaches and Herb.
Yeah, something like that. Phil Paul and I are going to be doing a show on Thursday.
And it feels so good. I have not talked to... Mr. Philpott, how's he doing?
I guess he's doing all right. I spoke with him briefly last week about doing this show. And I was like, what are we going to talk about? He goes, you'll see. And that is as much information as I have.
Do you think he knew when he said we'll see? Or do you think he's just trying to keep you in the dark?
I think he's just trying to keep me in the dark. And himself in the dark.
Yeah, I want to have him on the show some because I want to know, I want to know some personal stuff. Who's his favorite coach to deal with?
I don't know if we can do that. Because every person we want to have on the show, somehow, some way, Kelly Grammick or the Kelly Grammick Show has got to them first.
So Mac Lane's out.
Mac's out.
Philpott's out.
Philpott is going out with Grammick today, this afternoon.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah, it happens like that all the time.
That's fine. I'll just have to call up all my friends from the softball game, Obama. and Tiger Woods, and we'll just have to see if we can get those people on here for sure. So that works out for us. Hey, what's on tap for segment number two today, buddy?
Mickey, we have to talk about the baseball game happening at 11 o'clock this morning. An easy 5 hours from now. I figure we ought to break that down and give the people what they need to know. Who is starting? You mentioned that earlier in the get-up. But as you know, people are waking up at different times during this show. So we'll talk about that, break that down, and where the Tigers go from here, if they win, if they lose, and have a great time with it. Actually, where the Tigers go when they win. How's that grab you? That optimism this morning.
See, you're off the snide a little bit because you were all negative and all, well, this team stinks, and put the bats up for the season, can the equipment, let's start all over or something. We're on to track and field. We're, you know, so you got me a lot of that.
Hey, listen, take the bats out of the bat bag, but keep the bat bag tucked underneath the bench.
Was anything worse than having to tote the bat bag back to the coach's car after the game, after a loss or something?
Yeah, that was a tough one.
It was like, oh, man. And I got to tote it back? Oh, man.
For home games, we would obviously have to rake the field afterwards.
Yeah.
And
really?
Oh, yeah. I somehow always found that job after games.
Mm-hmm. It's not bad after a win. You feel, you know, kind of good. And then after a loss, not so much. Not so good. So I'm looking forward to it. We'll talk a little baseball.
Oh, baseball, baby.
All right, man.
Baseball!
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Should be good.
You don't want to... We can talk baseball. We can talk about Chad Kelly signing with the Colts. I know how much...
Swag.
You're excited about that move.
Swag. I'm excited about Canty Foundation Specialist Foundation Repair Company in the state of South Carolina, providing residential foundation repair, commercial foundation repair for Boeing foundation walls or foundation settlement, tilting chimneys, ticking doors and windows, tilting or leaning walls. They have quality products. They have proven services. They have professional experience to permanently repair any foundation problem you might have. You can get a free quote today. It's easy. You go to CantyCanFixIt.com, CantyCanFixIt.com. CantyCanFixIt.com. Get in touch with him. I know he would, the folks at Canty would love to hear from you. Can't wait. Segment two with Zach Orr right after this.
Hey guys, this is Taj Boyle with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's been a great year for Tiger football and for Lakeside Lodge. We want to say thank you for welcoming us to the Clemson family. Construction is well underway, and there are a handful of luxury condos remaining. If you haven't gotten yours yet, call us today to schedule a tour or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Trust me, you'll want to be a part of this Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
Your home is an investment. The Pink Panther says invest in your home with Owens Corning Premier Roofing Products. Reformed Exteriors is a preferred contractor for Owens Corning, so you can have peace of mind knowing your roof will get the best shingles done right. Trust the quality of the Pink Panther and trust Reformed Exteriors. Get the roof you need, want, and deserve. Call Sam at 864-704-9249. Visit ReformedExteriors.com.
Spring is finally here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is spring cleaning their inventory and offering the lowest prices in the upstate. With more options to choose from in Serta and Beautyrest, and an ever-changing inventory, they are confident they can guide you to a mattress that is right for you. Purchase a foundation or pamper yourself by upgrading to an adjustable base while supplies last. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 in Seneca, across from Chick-fil-A.
With enough muscle for the most demanding lawn mowing situations, the Husqvarna lawnmowers are the superior choice. They're the new standard in professional mowing, offering limitless cutting with their Husqvarna MZ zero-turn mowers. Easy Lawn and Garden could sell just about any mower. However, they've chosen the Husqvarna family of mowers and Husqvarna landscaping products because they know they get the job done. See for yourself what the pros are saying about Husqvarna on their website. Then see the pros at Easy Lawn and Garden and discover what the Husqvarna zero-turn mower experience is all about. There's no job too tough to tackle for Husqvarna zero-turn mower. From the Husqvarna MZT52 up to the Husqvarna Z572X, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, Easley Lawn and Garden, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
So young men and women throughout the state compete at the state finals rodeo at T. Ed Garrison Arena, May 30th through June 1st. action in categories like team roping and goat tying, bareback, bronc, and bull riding, calf and breakaway roping, barrel racing, and pole bending. Adults $12, students with ID 8, and free for 5 and under. Sponsored by Home Place Horse and Cattle Company, the South Carolina High School Rodeo Finals, May 30th through June 1st at T. Ed Garrison Arena in Clemson.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center in Clemson. New donors earn $250 for 5 donations. Repeat donors earn up to $360 per month. Walk-ins are welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the CAT bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment at biotestplasma.com or in person at 500 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson next to Gold's Gym.
Warmer weather is right around the corner, and that means it's time for you to schedule your seasonal AC checkup with my friends at Carolina Heating Service. Don't wait till the heat is here. Be prepared. The last thing you want to do is sweating inside your own home because your AC unit decided to not turn on. Let Carolina Heating Service prevent that from happening with a factory fresh tune-up. They service all makes and models. Give them a call at 864-232-5684 to stay comfortable all spring and summer long.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
We can talk about sports.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
People too, mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around.
You know who doesn't mess around? Granger Nissan. No mess around over there, buddy. Granger Nissan of Anderson with some great deals going on right now. Hey, how about this Memorial Day sale going on right now? You know, Memorial Day, are we off next Monday? Or are we working next Monday?
It has been confirmed in an email yesterday. We are off.
Okay.
So you, Mickey Plyler.
Come on now.
Take yourself a little 1, 2, 3, 5, a little fiver coming up.
Threer.
I don't know about that.
Memorial Day sales event going on now. This is big. It's one of our biggest sales events out there. Check it out online. Check it out in person. It is the friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson.com, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty, 3510 Clemson Boulevard, 324-0650. Call them today. There is a huge, there's 449 vehicles on their lot right now. Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. Segment 2 with Mr. Zach Orr.
Thank you, Mickey Plyler. Of course, Clemson baseball is on the docket here at 11 o'clock this morning. First pitch just after 11. You can catch all the action right here on WCCP or on our app. We'll be happy to bring it to you. We're very much looking forward to doing so today. As Mickey mentioned in the first segment, Travis Marr will be on the bump for the Tigers. It looks to be a bit of an opener kind of situation. You can't imagine a guy who is making his first start of the season is going to give you a lot of depth in terms of going late in this ball game. But we will see. Stranger things have happened with the Clemson Tigers this year. Clemson, of course, is facing Boston College today. Boston College, the number 12 team in the tournament. Clemson, the 8, and they're in the pod, or the grouping, with Louisville, the number 1 seed. Clemson coming off of a 2-out-of-3 series win against Wake Forest to end their regular season. Logan Davison coming off of the win says, I think we have a pretty high morale still. We're coming off a good week. We took 2 out of 3 games against a really, really good ball club. We'll take the series win. Going into the tournament for us will be just about preparation, making adjustments for the mistakes we've had over the last couple of weeks. Mickey, I ask you this. Is it a good thing in that they're kind of trying to look at the positives in life and see that they had a series win to end the season and going about correcting their mistakes and having that mindset? Or is it a bad thing to have to reiterate how high your morale is publicly and be excited and fruitful about your propositions going forward?
The sport of baseball.
Baseball.
Yield so many failures that you have to be a self-believer.
if you fail 2/3 of the time at the plate, you're a great baseball player.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Logan Davidson said that?
He did.
On the season, Logan Davidson's hitting .294.
Yep.
So 71% of the time, is that right? Yeah, 71% of the time, he does not get a hit. Actually, more than that. Well, less than that, because he gets on base some. You know, on base percentage. On base percentage-wise, I guess you could say 409. 60% of the time, he doesn't even get on base.
Yep.
So, it yields that. I mean, I like confidence. I you know, what someone says is not important. There's false confidence, and there's, you know, you see that all the time. People trying to talk themselves into it. As much, they might be as much talking to themselves as they are talking to the press.
Is there talking to the team through the press here with Coach Lee's comments? Regardless of what our record is going into the ACC tournament, we need to have some success. We need to play well in the ACC tournament, whether we're 16-14 or 15-15. We certainly would have liked to have been 16-14 going to the tourney. The bottom line is we're 56 games into the season, and guys have to step up and play their best baseball this time of year.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, this team, again, we talked about this before.
We need to have some success.
Right. But this team has had some things happen to it, like every team in college baseball. And the teams that A, are more talented, B, have less injuries, and C, know how to deal with adversity. This team is talented in many areas, but young in many areas. Again, I can tell you 100 million times here, but it's the injuries to the pitching staff that makes a big difference here. And what happened is very clear that they're starting pitching. They didn't have depth in their starting pitching. The starting pitching faltered and put pressure on the bullpen. And people like Carson Spires and Holt Jones, those guys, are pitching two or three innings in midweek games. And by the time the Sunday game gets here, without a Sunday starter, I mean, just it all piles up. It all just adds on each other. It all compounds. And as a result, the ERA starts skyrocketing. And as a result, they're having to score 8 or 9 or 10 runs a game to win some of these games. The opening or the opener kind of a strategy is something that's different.
Can you explain that for the people at home? Some people aren't familiar with the opener strategy in baseball because it's new.
Yeah, the first time I ever saw it was in spring training games. Like when Mariano Rivera would pitch in spring training games, they're going to get him an inning of work. But sometimes it'd be the first inning. It doesn't matter. Spring training, you get the guy inning of work. It doesn't matter if you win the game or not. So you get him. He might pitch the third inning or whatever, rather than the closing inning. And so you start a bullpen guy and see how far into the lineup you know you can get him. And the one of the advantages here is that Travis Maher is a right-hander. And so your strategy there is throw the right-hander out there. The other team knows that he's not going to pitch a lot. So do you put your left-handed lineup in there? Because as soon as you for the most part, you don't pinch hit every single time on your platoon guys. So maybe Boston College has some of that platooning going on. So if you do that, then in inning number two, you put Jacob Hennessy in there or whatever left-hander you want to put in, Weatherly, whoever, you know, whoever you're going to put in there. And all of a sudden now, you got your lefty-lefty situation that you liked. And you might go a few more innings in there. So there's some strategy involved in it. I don't mind it. You know, here's the reason they do it, or one of the reasons I'm sure they end up doing it now, is their normal Friday starter, which was a Thursday starter this week, is on short rest. And a guy that has had some arm issues this season, right? So do you want to put Matt Clark out there? Clark's had a good year. Let's face it, Matt Clark and David Sharp have had solid years for Clemson.
Absolutely.
Clark's 8-2 with a 3.06 ERA. Sharp's 6-4 with a 3.48 ERA. The problem is that the Sunday starter has not been. And the problem is you had inconsistencies up and down after that. And what was a pretty good bullpen gets depleted pretty early. When Crawford gives it 1-4 with a 6.28 and with Hennessy at 3.88. Now, Hennessy's pitched okay at times. Jackson Lindley, some of those guys. But the point is now, I mean, this is basically a midweek game. So, in a pretty important situation. Wouldn't be surprised if we saw some Jackson Lindley today. Did he pitch on Sunday? I need to go back and see. On Saturday, actually, the last game of the series.
I don't believe so.
You go back and watch some of that. But it's an interesting strategy. Bold strategy, Cotton. We'll see if it pays off.
The Tigers, of course, took 2 out of 3 against Louisville earlier in the season.
Yep.
So you're
Boston College
focused
today,
on Boston College today, yep. Yes, but you're obviously aware that you need to win 2 to advance to the semifinals in this year, in this tournament.
Right.
Right, because Louisville's the 1 seed.
And you've got to think they play on Thursday. You got to think Clark's ready to go for Louisville on Thursday.
You're going
to
get Louisville coming off of a game the night before. Clemson's right. going to get a day of rest.
Right.
It's there for you. It lines up.
It does. It lines up great if you can just get it done.
In terms of postseason play going forward, disaster strikes and the Tiger lose 2 up here in Durham. Your season's over, isn't it?
I don't know that, only because I don't know what the bubble looks like. I was listening to a couple of college baseball experts in recent weeks, and they talk about being a soft bubble once again, kind of like what we saw in basketball. I mean, I can sit here and tell you all along that at 33-25, that they're out. But I'll be totally honest with you. Anybody who says, oh, they're out for sure, what, really? Because do you know what Utah State's doing? Do you know what Utah's doing? Do you know what Rice is doing right now? I don't know. So, I think they are one of the last. I think there's about probably, from what, just listening to college baseball experts, there's about 10 bubble teams out there. And so if the Tigers don't play well and lose 2, and 3 or 4 of those other teams play really well and go on and do well in their tournament, then yeah, they're out. But if they lose 2 and 6 of those 8 bubble teams or whatever go on to go 0-2, then no, they're not out.
And you never want to be in that situation where your future thing. Is dictated by somebody else.
That's the thing. So you still control your own destiny.
Absolutely. Go out and win 2 baseball games.
Right.
If you go out and win 1, you feel better than winning nothing. But the goal here, the short-term goal, immediately is win 2 baseball games.
My gut is that you go 1-1 and you're in. My gut is 2-0, you're obviously in. And my gut is that 0-2, you're sitting there sweating it out on Monday when they announce this stuff, on Memorial Day when they announce all this stuff. That's and again, I could be wrong through all that.
You dropped a game to both Boston College and Louisville this year. You won both series, but you dropped a game to each of them.
The Louisville series was probably the best baseball they played all year. And then I'm going to tell you, there was a time in that Louisville series where Clemson was destroying Louisville in game 2. They beat them in game 1. They were destroying them in game 2. And the Louisville coach calls a timeout in like the top of the 8th or whatever and rips his team pretty good. And from that point in time on, they came up, made a little comeback there in the 8th and 9th, and it was too short in that game. But they came back and beat Clemson in game 3. And I give Louisville's coach a heck of a lot of credit for focusing in. And at that point in time, it didn't look like that Louisville was going to be the best team in the ACC. But, man, that guy's good. No doubt about that.
All the way back first week of April.
Yeah. Long time ago. Boy, a lot has changed since then, huh?
First week of April, you take 2 or 3 against Louisville. You're feeling great. You win the game midweek against Furman, and then you go to Florida State.
Yeah. From that series on, Clemson's not played very good baseball. So, we'll see. I tell you what has... there are some things that you couldn't see. At that point in time, we thought Hackenberg wouldn't hit 143 and lose his confidence. And we thought that, you know, there's time and everything to think Chad Ferry would hit 175. Now, his 175 looks better late because he's got 10 hits here in the last.
Ferry was hitting 0.
Right.
So 175 looks.
Right. Mwah. Yeah, it looks so much better, right? But we'll see. We'll see with Green healthy and with ball flying out of ballpark a little bit. We'll see. Up in Durham today. The good news for this team, you know, we're looking for positives. Said it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You play the first game today, first game on Thursday, hopefully first game on Saturday, and then the only game on Sunday. So you're not waiting around the whole time. The Gamecocks tonight are supposed to start at like 9 o'clock. What time do you think they'll start? In trying to save their season. And look, you and I both talked about this before. This is pool play. 2 teams in your pool. The Clemson will play Boston College and Louisville. In that pool A, the best team with the best record, basically the team that goes 2-0, unless everybody goes 1-1-1. Do we know what the tiebreaker is? I'm not 1-1, just 1-1. Do we know what the tiebreaker is? Please don't tell me it's the seed.
Well, I think it is the seed. They have to go 2-0 to advance because Louisville is the 1 seed.
What if, let's see, is it possible? They go 1-1. Yeah, you got to go 2-0. Well, it makes sense then.
You should beat Boston College today.
You should.
That's a game you should win.
You should. No doubt about it. And you should. This is not a great Boston College
team. You rest up and hope that Louisville goes 17 against Boston College tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you get them at 11 o'clock Thursday morning.
Yeah. We'll see. I'm looking forward to it. But as bad as the pool play is, at least it's better than the SEC tournament. Single elimination, double elimination, single elimination, single elimination.
It doesn't make sense. Stick with one format.
Four games today to get into the double elimination tournament. Four teams will be eliminated today. And then double elimination until you get to the semifinals, then single elimination, and then a single championship game. I don't know.
Why do we make it more complicated than it has to be?
I, for the life of me, I don't know.
Why?
Don't know.
Why doesn't the one play the 12, the two play the 11,
well,
and so on and so forth?
Because
if you get eliminated, we'll do double elimination, little wrestlebacks as we called them when I was growing up, double elimination.
Wrestlebacks?
Yeah. It was just how you referred to it in the tournament.
Well, you can't, with 12 teams, you got to have byes.
Why? We don't have byes in this?
Well, because.
All right, fine. The one and two get a bye.
Well, it had to be the 1-4 get a bye.
I don't think it does.
Yeah, because you have to have, in tournaments, it's either 2-4, and as far as even, 2-4-8-16. So you got 8 would be, the top 4 would get byes. Right?
It could be, or you could have the top 2 get byes.
If you have top 2 get byes, then there's no way to even all that out.
All right, the top 4 get byes. I don't care.
Yeah. Anyway. The problem there is that let me just make sure about saying this,
because in basketball every team plays in the SEC tournament, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, but there's byes.
Sure. So let's do that.
Okay.
That makes sense to me.
Would that be single elimination then?
Fine.
The problem with this is that you could have to be playing conceivably, if you play the most games you can play. You play one tonight, a double elimination with. Get you down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you play like 7 games in 5 days or 4 days or something like that.
You can play multiple baseball games and the sport's not meant to be easy.
What you don't want here is you don't want your midweek starter in the second midweek starter, like your sixth starter deciding a conference championship.
It's not supposed to be easy to win the ACC tournament.
Right.
It's not.
I'm with you, bud. I'm with you, but I'd rather, rather than be a war of attrition. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'd rather just go ahead and, kind of like, to be honest with you, I've ripped the ACC. The ACC's got the best format right now, because if it plays out like it should be, your fourth starter will start for the championship game rather than your sixth starter, seventh starter for a championship game.
So even then, it's a midweek guy.
Yeah, but there's a difference in your first midweek guy and your third midweek guy, fourth midweek guy, trying to go with Johnny Holstaff on for SEC championship.
If you're on your seventh game, you can pitch one of your weekend starters in short rest.
Yeah, so then you spin them out for the NCAA tournament, and you lose in your regional, and you go, well, what happened?
Well, hey man, that's your choice if you want to make it. You want to start your seventh guy or you want to win the ACC tournament?
Yeah, look, I can get what you're saying.
It's not supposed to be easy.
Yeah, but mark my words, all these guys care much more about the NCAA tournament than they do their conference tournaments right now. And that's a shame. I wish it wasn't the case.
We're trying to win the game in front of you.
Yeah, that's the case. There's no doubt about it. Well, we're up against a break, my friend. We'll take a short break. We'll come back for more. I'd love to have you return. Hey, I'm going to sneak in a subject that we never talk about right after this. It's a sports subject, a subject that we never talk about. And I need some help on it. If anybody knows anything about this next subject, I need somebody to call in on it. And then we're going to talk Clemson football in hour number two, South Carolina football in hour number three. Short break, much more after this.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer, only at urbannirvana.com.
Oh no, what happened?
Power's out. No problem. Our propane generator will kick in. Hey neighbor, come in.
Wait, you have power.
Yes, thanks to our Blossman gas generator. Enjoy year-round comfort and independence with a propane home, even when the power goes out. Blossman Gas offers propane generators, cooktops, water heaters, gas logs, outdoor living products, and more. Take comfort in Blossman.
Here's the deal. Propane water heaters starting at $4.99, including standard installation. See stores for details.
Your local mattress company, Engineered Sleep, is running a Memorial Day sale. Everyone gets 20% off their entire order, free delivery, and two free pillows. This sale will only last 3 days, so get it on your calendar. Engineered Sleep Memorial Day weekend, May 24th, 25th, and 27th. Engineered Sleep is veteran-owned and wants to thank every man and woman who serves or has served this great country. Come see us at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
While most automobile dealers scream and shout, the savings at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla will be music to your ears. All 2019 Ford F-150s get 0% financing for 72 months. Take $10,000 off the MSRP of a 2018 Ford Expedition. Buy now for just $51,180. Save over $4,000 off a new 2018 Ford Focus. Buy now for only $17,584. Brand new Edwards Auto Sales, 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard, Walhalla.
Now, with Audible, you get even more. Every month, you can choose one audiobook plus two exclusive Audible originals. Stay up to date on your daily commute with the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post delivered free every day to your Audible app. Plus, you can also enjoy unlimited access to audio-guided fitness and meditation programs. Anytime, anywhere, Audible gives you more to build mind, body, and soul. Stay entertained, informed, and motivated with a 30-day Audible trial. Your first audiobook is on us at audible.com.
Advanced Maintenance keeps your medium and heavy-duty trucks on the road. Their on-site service technicians are equipped to service, repair, and maintain your fleet. They offer emergency roadside services, on-site DOT inspections, with no minimum service requirements or contracts. All services are done the same day or next. They even do box truck and trailer repair. Call the number that comes to you at 422-5787. That's 422-5787 for Advanced Maintenance.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Snap, hold, the kick is blocked. It's blocked, bounces over to the Clemson sideline. Christian Wilkins blocked it, and then it was scooped up by Mark Fields.
We are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Glad to have you with us. All right. I'm going to throw this subject out there. I need someone to call in or text in to give us a little bit of help on this. And we still have basically 5 days to get this in. But I'm not going to be here later in the week. I was going to try to save it later in the week. But I need your help on this. And then I'll tell you about our friends at Back to 30. Mr. Orr 24, coming up this weekend is one of the biggest sporting events in the world, and we never, ever, ever talk about it. But I find it pretty doggone fascinating. Formula One is at Monaco this weekend. And, you know, NASCAR is on the way down. Indy 500 is this weekend. NASCAR has their big racing weekend, their big 600-mile event. I don't know what they called him. He used to be the Coca-Cola 600. He used to be the World 600 before that. But the biggest race in the world this weekend is Formula One. And it's at Monaco. And so I need for someone to call in if you have any Formula One, if you're a Formula One person. I don't know enough about it. All I know is that when you watch Monaco, you're seeing it's in this unbelievable setting. And the Princess of Monaco is there, whatever, and they're racing in the streets of Monaco. And there's this, there are these $100 million boats that are out there on the water looking. Like, the scene is one of the most spectacular in all of sports. I don't know enough about Formula One. I know that their drivers are supposedly the best drivers in the world. Their equipment is basically amazing. Like, their steering wheels are $100,000 steering wheels, whatever it is. The teams are hundreds of millions of dollars in teams, and it's Ferrari and Mercedes and Lamborghinis and they spend all this kind of money. Their engineering is amazing. These teams have hundreds and hundreds of people on them. It's like NASCAR on steroids. It's like IndyCar racing on steroids. It's a world event. The drivers from all over the world. And I don't watch enough of it since the Michael Schumacher days. I don't even watch enough of it, but I try to watch this one, at least parts of it, once a year, mainly just to see like this, this scene. There's no scene in sports like this. These $100 million boats that are out in this marina type situation that they go through. So if you're a Formula One person, I need you to call in at some point in time today just to let me know what to watch for and why it's so great. It appears like it's great. I don't know enough about it to tell you it's great. I can't sit here and guarantee that it's going to be some great event. But it looks like this spectacular setting, and I need to know more about Monaco coming up this weekend. Before I get to that, let me tell you about our friends at Back to 30 and Back to 30.com, Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers. At Back to 30, it is a truly invigorating experience. They're going to rejuvenate your mind, rejuvenate your body, rejuvenate your skin. You're going to feel better. You're going to look better. You're going to have more confidence. Give them 5 minutes. They're going to give you back 10 years. Look at their multitude of positive reviews and all their stuff. They're when you're looking for fillers, they're one of the top 1% of allergen, which is the Botox stuff, accounts. The body stuff, the Cool Sculpting, the M Sculpting, all the body sculpting stuff they do an awesome job with. And the facial stuff, the skin stuff. I told you I had bad stuff on my face, man. I had these sunspots, and these IPL photo rejuvenation pins have zapped those off my face. Feel great about it. To find out more, it's Back to 30 and backto30.com. Zach Orr, have you ever watched any Formula One, or what's the most Formula One? What do you know about Formula One? Give me your whole Formula One rundown.
I've seen a couple of laps of a couple of races. Monaco's this weekend, you said?
Yes.
I've seen maybe three laps of Monaco my entire life.
But,
so I'm a little familiar with it.
Okay. In the Grand Prix de Monaco. It's what it is. You've seen enough of it that, man, it really does look like no scene in all of sports, right? Let me. If anybody's not,
it's a
not
beautiful right setting.
Now, it's unbelievable. Look at these boats, Zach. These are $100 million boats.
Yeah, yachts out there, not boats. Yachts.
You know what I found out about these yachts, and I didn't know this.
You and I can never afford them.
Oh, I knew that. I pretty much knew that one. But they'll take, like, look how many people on that boat right there.
Mm-hmm.
They take these boats. They don't drive these boats. The people who own these boats, they don't, the captain of the boat, whatever, they don't drive these boats from their cities.
No.
They put these boats on other boats, and other boats transport them because they don't want to go through any of the damage that the sea might give to them.
They do that. Or if it's close enough, and you said they don't drive the boats, captain the boats, they hire crew, have it sail to that place.
Oh,
they fly to that place and then get on the boat and stay there.
Oh, there's no doubt. They don't go on that boat. That boat's nothing but a parking. It's a big old floating houseboat for these people. It's not a means of transportation for these people.
Yep.
And you say crew, I mean a crew of 10 or 20 or 30, 40 people, whatever it is, on those boats. That makes it pretty interesting to me to see that background, that setting. All right, I got some text on the subject. Are you interested? Will you watch a little bit of this on Sunday, please?
Will I watch it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Probably not, but I'm interested in talking about Monaco because I want to go there one day.
Yeah. Texture says, Monaco's not the fastest course on the circuit, but it is one of the most entertaining because of the setting. Ferrari and Mercedes have been the best manufacturers so far. F1 is the best racing series. The other text says Mercedes wins. That's all you need to know. Well, doesn't Ferrari win a lot too? I think Ferrari wins a lot. I don't know. Have you seen the cost of what these things?
I know the cars.
Yes.
I know the steering wheels are like $100,000 a piece.
Yes. Yeah. Because
if you ever look at one of those steering wheels.
Yes.
They're like a oversized, now this is might be a analogy that goes to some people's heads. If you know what a PlayStation Portable is.
Yes.
Imagine a PlayStation Portable, but about three times bigger and maybe 30 more buttons on it.
The engine in a Formula One car, the engine unit, mm-hmm. is between $7.7 and $10 million.
It's ridiculous.
The carbon fiber is $650,000 to $1.2 million. The front wing and nose cone are $300,000. The steering wheel $70,000.
So we're at about $1 million.
Fuel tank, well,
$1 million plus the engine. What was the engine?
Well, the engine is $7.7 to $10 million.
So let's say the low end, you're at $8 million right now.
Fuel tank assembly is $140,000.
$8.1 million.
Hydraulics is $200,000.
$8.3 million.
The gearbox is $600,000.
8.94.
The cooling system in this car is $220,000.
Okay, 9.1.
Transmission's $250,000.
9.3.
A set of tires is $1,714.
9.3 point whatever.
The basic cost of this thing, let's look at adding all that up. The basic cost is $15.52 million for a Formula One car.
Goodness gracious.
Just crazy to think about. Texture says, Mickey, my 12-year-old is obsessed with Formula One. We are big on Team Red Bull. He also likes Leanne Hamilton for Mercedes. There's a show on Netflix that chronicles Formula One season. It's pretty intriguing. I recommend this. It couldn't be any farther from NASCAR. That's an interesting point, Texture. And I have watched I watched about three shows of that one. Remember the day I was sick, the 2 days I missed a day of work? I was so sick, just laid up in bed. I watched a couple of three of those Formula One deals. Really is amazing to see. So if you know anything about Formula One, Monaco is the one to watch, I think. I think that's like the Daytona 500 of it. I think that's right. Now, Andrew's been to Monaco?
That's what he says.
This is our buddy Andrew?
Yeah, I think he's full of crap, but that's what he says.
Andrew, I never say you're full of crap. You been to Monaco?
Mickey,
yes.
First-hand experience, great story. So actually, for real, I have been. Katie and I did a two-week honeymoon from London to Rome, and a part of it was we hopped all these different countries on this tour, and we got to do Monaco one day. Not specifically Monaco, but it was a part of that day. We were over in the Nice area, rather than that peninsula.
Right.
And so they drive the bus right up to like where some of the track is. And it's literally like running through downtown Greenville. I mean, this thing is so tight. Like, you would not believe, like, how tight this track is. So we got to walk on it, took a couple pictures. It was amazing. But I was talking to the guy that drove our bus for 2 weeks, and I was like, because to that area, it's like Augusta, right? So the revenue that the Masters brings, the revenue that this thing brings to that little area is unreal. And he said there's a couple of diehards, you know, but he's like, he compared it to the Kentucky Derby. He was like, you probably have people go to the Kentucky Derby that never saw a horse, right? Because you just go to be seen and party. And,
yeah.
And he's like, that's probably 3/4 of the people there.
Unbelievable.
They don't see a single car. But it's, yeah, Monaco's literally, it's built into a cliff. So
yeah,
you see it on TV, you probably can't appreciate it, but it was like $10 for a Coke. I mean, one of the most expensive places on earth.
Well,
like, I don't know how anybody affords to live there.
It looks like it, man. I didn't know that I was hanging out with such an aristocrat. I got to get to break right now, but I didn't know that I was hanging out with an aristocratic cat like you, man. That's amazing. I didn't know it.
Hey, you know, I can't let too many people know, but just my prediction for Monaco, I think Rory gets a backdoor top 10.
I like it, buddy. I appreciate it. Hour number two right after this.